This program is brought to you by BibleWayMedia.org, overseen by the Ulaga Church of Christ in Ulaga, Oklahoma. You're listening to Studies in the Scriptures with Jesse Dickinson.
One day a mother was scraping vegetables for a salad as her teenage daughter came to ask permission to go to an adult movie. "But all the kids are going," she said, "and their folks don't think it will hurt them." As she talked, she saw her mother pick up a handful of scraps and throw them into the salad. Startled, she shouted, "Mom, you're getting garbage in the salad." "I know," her mother said, "but I thought if you didn't mind garbage in your heart and in your mind, that you wouldn't care about a little in your stomach." Well, thoughtfully, the girl picked the peelings from the salad and then smiled at her mother. "I guess I'll just tell them I'm staying at home tonight," she said as she went through the kitchen door. Friends, it is so important that we keep our hearts from evil. Jesus said, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God," Matthew chapter 5, verse 8. When our minds are exposed to evil constantly, our hearts become contaminated. But we are to work daily to avoid sin. Paul wrote, "Abstain from every form of evil," 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 22. It is so easy to compromise and say that a little corruption won't harm, or again, it must not be too harmful since everyone is doing it. Remember, it only takes one drop of poison to contaminate a glass of pure milk. God does not consider any sin small. It is mankind that does this. Solomon said, "For as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he," Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 7. We cannot expect to rise above our thoughts because evil thoughts lead to evil deeds. Jesus said, "That which cometh out of the man, that defileth a man. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man." Therefore, we need to turn to God and His Son for the cleansing of our sins, and then keep our hearts thinking about His will daily. Psalm chapter 1, verses 1 and 2 says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night." There are places that we should not go, and things that we should not do. We may sometimes reason that we're strong enough that no ill effects will come to us. Maybe we won't turn from God, but will we be weakened morally and spiritually? There is enough evil, incidentally, in the world without going out and purposely finding it. Paul wrote to the Roman Christians, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God," Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Friends, work daily then to keep the garbage out of your heart. If you don't do it, who will? Remember, it is each person's responsibility to keep his own heart. "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life," Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Jesus himself taught that the heart is of utmost importance. "A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For out of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh." Luke chapter 6, verse 45.
Thank you for listening today. We hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Way Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We encourage you to leave us a rating on iTunes and on the Podbean app. We also would like to encourage you to visit the Online Academy of Biblical Studies, that's oabs.org, and consider enrolling in one of their classes in the fall or spring semesters. As always, we thank you for listening.